here. Yeah. What about something red similar to molasses?
There isn't anything similar to molasses that I know of. Sugar molasses.
What about something a little thinner?
Oh, syrup.
Uh-huh. What's the difference between...
I don't know. We didn't have syrup, but you can buy syrup. And I like it.
What do you call the kind of tree that you tap the syrup?
Oh, that's the sugar maple, I believe it is.
Okay. Well, suppose you had a bunch of these growing together. You say you had a
grove?
Okay.
Now they don't have that sugar cane sugar type trees around here. I think they have that more in the north, don't they?
What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
You have to thrash it.
They don't have the
wheat and the corn. I mean the wheat and the oats and things like that. Don't they? It runs through a thrasher, and the thrasher used to have the thrasher go to each field, you know, that raised any of that and wanted it thrashed, and then we would have big dinner when it comes to thrash our wheat. That's when we'd have big dinners.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, the men that worked, their wives would come along, and we'd have a good time at home, talking and laughing and cooking and eating. Now, my father's uncle, he owned a wheat thrasher.
If something belongs to me, you'd say it's...
It's mine?
Okay. Or if it belongs to me, then you say it's...
If it's yours.
Okay. And if it belongs to both of us, then it'd be...
It belongs to both of us.
Okay. Or we call it...
Ours.
Okay. And if it belongs to them, it's...
Those. Oh, theirs.
Okay. And to him?
His.
And to her?
Hers.
Okay. Now, suppose some people had been over to visit you and they were fixing to leave. You might tell them...
I'm glad you came, and I'd be glad for you to come back.
Okay. If you're talking to a whole group of people, would you say you, or would you say something?
You say you.
To a whole group?
Mm-hmm.
You never say you all, or?
No, I don't. But then that is the South is accused of that,
mm-hmm.
But. I think that started from the black people, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And I was visiting up in Carbondale, Illinois, and they were teasing me about the Southern language.
Mm-hmm. I don't. That,
and
that's
I told him, I said, we say you all when we're talking to a whole group. We include everybody, that's you all. But if we're talking to one person, it is you.
Mm-hmm.
You come, not you all come. And they said we did down in the South. We say you all the time, y'all, to everything. I said, well, we don't do it. You come down and visit us and we'll show you we don't. And the Southern people have just as good education as the Northern people. If you believe all the crazy things that you hear about the South and you've never been around the people of the South, you believe the worst. Like Uncle Tom's Cabin. They read Uncle Tom's Cabin about the Negroes. And